This podcast is scheduled for one fall. Now residing in the Quad Cities, Dave in the QC and his tag team partner from Rochester, New York, this is RJ. This episode of the Ringside Rant is powered by Away Travel. Quite simply, Away makes everything you need for your trip away. Away started with the perfect suitcase, then built from there, creating a range of travel standards developed from the travel stories of friends and seatmates. The pieces aren't smart, they're thoughtful, with features that solve real travel problems. To give the whole world access to better travel standards, Away took the direct-to-consumer approach to lower prices, and the quality is guaranteed. Your Away suitcase will be with you for life. We are teaming up with Away and Podgo to give you the best deal on premium luggage by going to podgo.co/away. That's podgo.co/away. Away Travel, here to make your journey seamless. It is Friday. It's 9 o'clock. You know what that means. Another great episode of the Ringside Rant. Today is a very special episode of the Ringside Rant. Dave and I are welcoming a man that you may notice from Comedy Central or the Bros of Bruce Pritchard or your local wanted poster in your post office, but he's the one, he's the only, he's Dan St. Germain. What's up, my man?
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on. Thank you, RJ. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on and joining us this week, Dan.
Yeah. It's good to be on. This will be my, including our podcast, my 7th wrestling podcast of the week. So I did a real marathon.
Yeah, that's great. I know, I hooked you up with a couple of you going on the Top Guy Theater with.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
And yeah, no, those are good dudes. I'm actually going on there. They wanted me to come on tomorrow as we're recording. It's a Saturday, but no, they're good dudes over there. They're do a lot of good watch alongs with wrestling, which is always good. Nice change of pace.
I think I might have to try and hop on one when I get back from vacation.
Yeah.
Where are you going on vacation?
Going to Arizona in 2 days.
We're in Arizona.
We're going to Lake Havasu, some resort by Lake Havasu for a few days. And then up in Phoenix.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, yeah, maybe not Phoenix, but the resort at Lake Havasu.
I'm looking forward to it. My kids are going to love it. But whatever gets me out of Illinois, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, I'll be stuck in New York. It's going to be a heat wave. It's supposed to be like 60 here. So it works. I'll take it.
Yeah, take it.
Well, compared to what it was, has been, it's been like 20. So,
by the way, I love that you made fun of him for having like loser jerseys and you have a Buffalo Bills flag.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, gotta support the team.
I should be sitting at my Buccaneers bar right now doing this recording.
What a fucking crazy, I mean, anybody who says there are still people who say he's not the best ever. But
he's definitely the best ever. I would have much preferred my Buccaneers have won the Super Bowl with Jameis Winston, but I'll take it. I don't give a shit.
Well, you may be waiting a little. He may be winning one with New Orleans.
I don't know.
That's right. He's
with New Orleans now, but I heard New England and Chicago are interested in him.
Yeah. Where's Cam going?
I don't know. Who the hell would want him?
St. Mary's School for the Blind. I don't know. Whatever works.
It's so crazy, man, because that guy is, you know, he is such an exciting player to watch when he's, you know, when he's on a roll. I guess you could say that about everybody.
Yeah, but the problem is he's like, how old is he now? He's got to be low 30s.
Probably mid 30s.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of miles on those tires now. And after that injury to the shoulder and the neck area, he just wasn't the same.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have like a running quarterback.
These guys are so much older. He's 31.
Yeah. I said low 30s. Yeah. He can't be, because he was in college in 2010. So
it's crazy. Luckily, he'll hopefully he saved all that money.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't spend a lot on his wardrobe, for Christ's sake.
I hope that it's just like he just bought like a Lord of the Rings depot shop and he's just been taking stuff from there.
Hey, whatever works, you know.
Yeah.
But
my friend always used to joke me, he's like, hey, look, he puts his satin genie shoes on one shoe at a time. Yeah.
We should be so lucky. I think Dave has matching ones for him. So
I was gonna say shit, satin. I might try and get me a pair of those.
Then you gotta get that house jacket and start smoking cigars and
You see, you gave up alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got these Heine Zero Zeros, which so I won't get cirrhosis, but I will get diabetes too.
I can never give up my alcohol, but RJ gave up alcohol for his New Year resolution.
Well, unfortunately, alcohol gave up on me. So that's kind of where I ended up with it.
It happens. Yeah. But see, I gave up smoking a while back.
With cigarettes or weed?
Yeah, cigarettes. I work for the federal government, so weed's out of the question.
Weed's out of the picture.
But
wait, can you, if you work for the federal government, but you live in a state where cannabis is recreational?
I live in Illinois.
And how does that work? If you guys have a very conservative president, they could send the FBI and like crack down on local dispensaries, right? Like they could override state law.
Yeah, they can.
Possible.
They can. They just don't.
Yeah, they just don't. I mean, that would be like a civil war.
Yeah, they can, but they don't do it. But it's because it's still illegal federally. I can't do it.
Yeah,
you know, through my job. I mean, I guess
you,
I could.
When you retire, can you do it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do whatever and I want when I retire.
And you'll still get first full pension and all that shit.
By the time I retire, shit'll be legal anyway. It won't matter.
Yeah, for sure.
Should be legal now anyways, in my opinion.
I thought for sure it would have been illegal by now. I thought it was going to come in the last year or two. But
it's going to be in 4 years. It's going to be legal across the board, except for like maybe like a weird state like Alabama or some shit. But
and see, that could be
they
the
change
case.
The federal laws, it doesn't matter anyway.
Right. Yeah. If they change
the federal law, I mean, they can still change state laws. Like,
yeah,
you know, federally, you can buy cigarettes or, you know, like whatever. It's all up to states. Like they just changed.
Right.
They just changed the age limit for cigarettes to 21 in Illinois.
I mean, honestly, it'll just be whatever state. Whatever state has an economic incentive not to have dispensaries, or whatever lobbyist has gotten their way into that form of government. That's all that matters with the weed stuff.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think once it becomes legal federally, everybody will just back off and be done with it.
I hope so.
Oh, I figured they'd want to get it legal so they could tax the shit out of it.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Well, I know Colorado was first, and I know they made a shitload of money.
Yeah,
and then
the Denver prices went through the roof.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like they finally, I'm just glad they've started legalizing sports betting and stuff. So I like doing that shit. But
yeah, I wish I Well, it's like the one thing that I don't have. It's my one not vice is gambling for whatever reason. I guess because I'm just so bad at it. But I like betting on the Rumble every year.
Yeah, well, yeah, I bet on it, and I picked a number, and the goddamn number is fucking Kane.
Oh, man, Kane was hilarious this Rumble, man. Kane was like, I mean, forget dad bod, he had grandpa bod. Like, it was nuts, but, you know, it's still fun to see that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had Sami Zayn, and he came out, like, third. I was like, well, he's not.
So, he's been so great, man, like...
He looks like Fidel Castro.
Yeah, people talk about Bobby Lashley surviving that Lashley sisters angle, but so did Sami Zayn. Like, yeah, that angle was such death, and both of those guys found a way to get out of it.
No, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for his – I don't even know if they're going to have a heavyweight title run with him. I'm still waiting for some sort of feud with him and Owens on the main roster.
Yeah, I thought that's where they – You know, towards the end of the Rumble, or I mean, at points during the Elimination Chamber lead up, I thought that's where they were headed, but I guess I don't know where they're going.
I don't think they know where they're going. The writing's just off the wall. It's everything's so different.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. It's a guy in his 70s trying to keep 6 hours of TV together.
I read today that Vince McMahon is blowing up all plans for WrestleMania and they're redoing everything because he doesn't think the show's going to be good enough.
Well, it's in Tampa. What do you expect?
I will fucking stab you.
Are you going to go? Are you going?
Thinking about it. I don't live in Tampa anymore, but I'm seriously thinking about it. So my wife was invited.
I'm thinking about it too.
My wife was invited to my cousin's baby shower that weekend down in Daytona. So we could go and she could take the kids and go with my mom and I could just go to WrestleMania with some buddies.
I'm thinking about going too.
That's a good trade-off.
My one buddy that lives in Tampa and he goes to like all the big pay-per-views, he goes and sits front row. He contacted me this week about ticket prices because I told him, just let me know what ticket prices are and let's figure it out.
How much and is then, it?
So because usually like last year, I want to say he bought – I want to say it was like $5,700 for front row.
Oh, but I was like, what the?
But he gets front row and it's the, you get front row at NXT, front row at WrestleMania, then Monday Night Raw.
Oh, wow. So it's like a whole package.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get the Hall of Fame and you get everything. So
I'm Googling now tickets for WrestleMania if they're on sale at all. I don't think they're on sale yet, but.
Well, don't you have to how much time before do you have to get the test though? Because don't they have to have the test like they did for the Super Bowl?
No,
I thought they had a. Didn't you have to take a test to go to the Super Bowl?
I mean, no. not if it's DeSantis. That guy's like a Wild West mayor.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He's not going to wait. You can come in with the Wuhan bat to a WrestleMania party, and DeSantis will be like, "Yeah, blowjob shots." You know, that's the type of guy that guy is.
Everybody's going to Florida. What the fuck? But yeah, this is it.
And we'll see. Now Texas is back open and they're saying, let's roll. UFC's planning on having a event there sometime between April and June. Dallas just said no.
What fight are they thinking about doing?
Not sure. They just came out yesterday and said that they're looking at doing a pay-per-view right now in the Houston area sometime between April and June. And they want it full go.
Like full fans
sold. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It's so crazy, man. Because, you know, I get it. Like the business, like, you know, it's been devastating to businesses, but it's also like, should we also be doing it? I don't think there's an easy answer, but
at this point, it's been a year.
Yeah.
I'm ready to roll.
It's been almost 2 years in March.
Oh, I mean, well, I'm ready to roll, but whether or not, you know, it's right that I'm ready to roll, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, how have you been doing?
It's
with
been 1 year.
Yeah. What?
This week after we got back from vacation last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Hawaii for my honeymoon last year, and the Wuhan bat took a fucking shit into that.
See, we were in Mexico when everything went down for spring break.
Oh, that's luckily we have this JetBlue card, so we're hoping. This is like such a married guy conversation, by the way. We got JetBlue rewards, so we're hoping to get like an all encompassing Aruba trip or something. I don't know.
If you haven't been to Hawaii, you got to do Hawaii. It's freaking phenomenal.
I know. I hear it's like we're gonna go to Kauai, and I hear it's just like Jurassic Park. Like that's how lush all the.
And we're looking right now. In August, we were supposed to go to Spain this August.
We're in Spain.
I don't know. I don't book this shit.
I went to my buddy had family there. It's that place. It's fucking awesome. Spain is unreal.
But right now, the people that we were going to go with, they're looking at doing either Fiji, Bora Bora, or Maldives.
So they're not going to do Spain because the food is tremendous in Spain. If you're a fatty but like me,
my whole thing is, and like I told my wife, I said, I'm not going anywhere where I have to sit there and wear masks for doing all this stuff.
Well, it's also, you don't want to get stuck there if the cases go up in some country.
Right. And if I get stuck somewhere, I don't care if I'm stuck in Bora Bora.
My friend was in Italy for a wedding right around 9/11. And the only hotel was available was like a $500 a night hotel. And I mean, obviously there were people who had it way worse that day. But, yeah. You know, still, it was like he just, like, watched his savings, like, plummet.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9/11. I remember watching that. I had just gotten a cast off my foot from playing football in the Army. So
it's wild, man. That was wild. I was in New York.
I was in the Army. So I got I got my cast. I walked out of the doctor's office after having the thing removed from my foot. And they were talking about how a plane had just hit one of the World Trade Center buildings.
And you're like, oh, my legs hurt again.
No, I watched it for a few. And then I got in the car and drove back to my barracks to get changed to go to work. And, you know, I ran upstairs to like, okay, I want to figure this out, see what's going on. And then they had just said, you know, a second plane had just hit. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
They shut down the post and everything. They knew it was a terrorist attack right away.
Once it was the Pentagon, I was like, oh, fuck. Here we go.
Yep. Yeah, I think I'm the youngest guy in this of this trio. I was in high school.
I was in high school too. Oh, senior year.
Okay. Yeah. Old. I was in. Yeah, you're an old bastard, Dave.
39 here.
Old. Yeah, I'm a young 36.
Yeah, we're the same age. I'll be 37 in June.
Yeah, I'll be 37 in May.
But no, yeah, it was homeroom. I walk in and we had TVs in the for like
fuck, announcements man, we're old. And shit. 39, 37. I mean, we're not young anymore. We're not old, but we're not young anymore. It's crazy.
I know. I still sit around sometimes. I'm just like chilling. It dawns on me like, fuck, you're not 22 anymore. Life's just not as fun as it used to be.
Shit, I'm not 30 anymore. Christ, I'd give anything to be 30 again.
Yeah, 30's awesome. Like, yeah, as soon as like, because do you ever have this, like, you'll fantasize in the middle of the day that you're 34? And then all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm 37. Yeah, like just those 3 years, it's depressing.
Yeah, usually it's just a kid yelling at me or something. I want this. Well, who cares? Ask your mother.
Well, I just sit there and I'm like, shit, I live my life over again. I'm fucking 80.
Yeah. That's we were reading Kurt Vonnegut. He has this like thing where it's like a hell would be like in this book, Timequake. It's like you relive your life making the same mistakes, but you're conscious of them. It's like, it's a trip, man. He's the best.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now on to Kane.
Oh, God. The mayor. What the? Oh, God damn.
I mean, how old is he now? He's in his 50s, Kane? Too. So,
Kane, no, I think he's in his. It's gonna he's be not 60s.
He's 50s, I think.
He's in
well,
his.
Well, luckily, we have machines that can do this work for us. When we say.
Glenn Jacobs is 53.
Yeah. I think he can throw in the towel. I think he's had enough of a career where he could probably back off at this point.
And he was born in Spain.
I knew that.
There you go. There's a useless trivia for you.
He does. I mean, he does look Spanish.
Of course. Well,
he's got that Spanish name, Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn. Yeah, the Glenn, the Jacobs dynasty in Spain.
Yeah, it goes back eons. So
I remember watching him in Smoky Mountain Wrestling as Unabomber.
Yeah,
dude, that was his coolest gimmick. There are periods of Kane I think are great, but the Unabomber, man, I think that had legs.
Yeah, him and Al Snow, they were like tag team champions. They had like a feud with the Rock and Roll Express and everything. I used to get that was every night at 11 o'clock on, you know, some basic cable channel when I lived in North Carolina. It was like IWCCW came on one night, Smoky Mountain came on one night, a couple other and USWA came on Fridays, and I want to say Tuesdays I think was ECW. So I used to like set my alarm. I'd fall asleep at like 9:30 or something, set my alarm to wake up at 11 to watch them.
Dude, this conversation, I really want to fucking I think I want to do Mania now. I don't know why. I got to get out of this house.
Well, that's what's crazy is I would have liked to have gone to Revolution this weekend, and I would if we weren't packing.
Where are they holding it?
Jacksonville, Daly's place.
Oh, Jacksonville, yeah. How much are tickets?
I think they're fairly cheap.
Yeah, they're not very expensive. They're just, I mean, hell, I think they're giving away.
I think they're giving a bunch away. I think they're doing the same thing like they did with the Super Bowl where they gave them to like first responders and healthcare workers, I think. I may be wrong, but probably usually I am wrong, but beside the point.
Well, I mean, Super Bowl gave like 7,000 for that.
Yeah, but they
had I just feel like Super Bowl is going to be better at my house, you know?
Always.
Well,
is.
I was planning on going to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, Revolution tickets are sold out, gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Well, I know there's
we actually looked at Super Bowl tickets after the Bucks won to go to the Super Bowl, and I couldn't find any for under $9,000.
Oh, Jesus.
And I didn't really want to pay. Jesus. If I'm doing that, my wife's like, if you're going to Super Bowl, I'm going to Super Bowl. And I didn't really want to spend $20,000 on the Super Bowl.
No, that's not. I mean, that's too. Yeah, that's so dumb. You can't do that.
My luck, the Bucks would have lost, and then I'd have gotten arrested because I'd have done something stupid.
Oh, other than that guy that ran onto the field with his
I'd have been on the
G-string?
Field trying to stab somebody with the damn yard marker or something.
Could, like I said, it could always be worse.
I love that Tom Brady got drunk one night and it was just like the biggest news.
Well, it's because it's public now. It's public. Like, I'm sure he gets drunk every night, but Christ.
Oh, I'm sure he does not. He does not.
There's no way.
There's that, that guy. Did you read that like when his diet came out and like Men's Fitness or something like that? It was like the least fun diet you've ever seen.
You're not 43 years old and look like that and drink every night.
No way.
Trust
me,
I'm 39 years old and drink a lot. So,
and you look like that. But so, what have you been doing during this pandemic thing? Stand up comedy during pandemics always
been
an issue.
Keeping myself from jumping off a fucking bridge. I did like one weekend in Minneapolis. And I did have one nighter. I think I did like a couple shows in New York when the numbers were down in New York. That's it. You know, I've been working on some shit with it. You know, like, I'm here because we're doing Wrestle Roasts, a new podcast co-hosted by Mike Lawrence, Robert Karpolis, who runs the WWE Creativeish account, and Scott Chaplin. It's on ad-free shows and, all things comedy are right there. I'm done with my plug, but we're doing a roast every week. We had the big show drop today. Bret Hart was last week. Virgil is next week. We're doing Hogan at Mania. So that's been fun. That's been like a fun escape. But yeah, man, I got other, you know, things that I was writing and shit. And, you know, I mean, honestly, been hanging out with my dogs. We got like three dogs and my wife, you know, a lot of that, man.
I'm glad.
Big show dropped today.
Yeah. Virgil's next week.
A lot of people. We got a lot of lessons. We're excited about that. There's so many goddamn wrestling podcasts. It's crazy.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how many are out there. It's you think. And that's why we try when we started this one, when it came up with this concept where it's similar to that PTI format that we see on ESPN.
Yeah. I love PTI.
And that's kind of similar to what I wanted to do. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to completely rip them off. I want to kind of make it still be a little bit unique. Yeah. And I'm like, I know Dave's a crazy bastard and can basically cut a promo on anybody on a whim. So I'm like, I got to get him on there. And, you know,
it's fun.
Semi smooth sailing.
I think easily there's got to be at least 1,000 wrestling podcasts, right?
Well, I mean, with how easy it is to just make one now, anybody can just start up and make a podcast. And
look at me.
You see what Conrad Thompson's been doing and how great he's been with it.
Oh, my God. You know,
so people
want to
get in.
I can't wait until we get the call that we're off ad free shows because we said the wrong thing about Ole Anderson. But, he's been great.
No.
Just don't say anything about Ric Flair. You'll be all right.
Oh, I said plenty about Ric Flair to Bruce. And then we were supposed to do it. We were supposed to do the roast to Ric Flair. And then obviously, you know, he had the health scare. But we still, like, we did it with, like, me and Funches and Lawrence. We still, like, kind of just, like, read off our jokes in a hotel room, which felt – that sounds seedier than it was.
Yeah, I was there at StarCast in Vegas.
Yeah, that was the one I did. I watched Ready to Rumble with David Arquette, and we did a stand-up show with Hornswoggle and Matt Stryker, I think. But I mean, the show was amazing. So that was like the saving grace. But
I need another StarCast to happen. So the first StarCast, I flew down to Tallahassee. I was watching a Florida State game, so I missed the first StarCast. Made it to Vegas for the second one. Spent a fortune. Got the AEW tickets, all that. Got off the airplane in Vegas and started puking. Because my kid was sick that week or whatever, so I get sick in Vegas.
Oh, shit.
I missed so much shit that because I had those platinum bracelets or whatever. And I missed so much shit because I just was sick and didn't go. It was the worst thing ever. I'm like, I need another StarCast to make up for this.
Yeah, the first one, I went there and I just did the roast. And I saw a bunch of the panels, like the Jim Johnston panel. But I had to leave. I actually missed all in. And then, you know, I'm glad I watched Double or Nothing, preferred to, you know, All In. I feel like Double or Nothing was the better show.
Yeah, I took my wife, and that's the first and only wrestling event she's ever been to.
I took my wife too.
Double or Nothing.
Yeah, she left after the Cody match or the Bucks match. I forget, but she missed the Moxley. That's such a wild man. I miss going to wrestling shows, dude. This pandemic has really robbed me of that. Everybody.
Yeah, I'm ready for sporting events in general. We travel a lot and we like to go, you know, I go try and watch a couple Florida State games every year, a couple Bucks games, go to some wrestling shows, whatever. And it sucks. I mean, I'm glad that I got the opportunity to go to Double or Nothing and stuff with the wife and do all that. But
yeah,
I mean, just for over a year now, we haven't done anything. I mean, we've traveled, but we haven't like done sports. And that to us, it's weird because we love doing that. And I'm so ready for it to come back.
Yeah, because the last wrestling shit I've been to was when I was in Baltimore for StarCast. That was the last one I went to.
I didn't see that. I watched it. I was doing like this comedy club in Yonkers that weekend, but that was wild, man. Was
that when Moxley and
Omega
had their match?
I was there. Yeah. I was there live. Where they went off the stage into that barbed wire thing. Yeah. I was literally, looking right at it. I'm like, I was there with Canadian Travis. And
that's what burns me is
it's unreal
that every AEW pay-per-view or whatever has been on a Saturday night until
now.
This one.
I get it. Cause like UFC is having this weekend is like so great, man. It's like tomorrow night. It's like the best UFC card in recent history.
Yep.
And then we get an amazing pay-per-view.
But I needed it. If it was on Saturday this time, I could have gone to Jacksonville and made it.
I kind of wish it was on Saturday. I would. Yeah. It's annoying.
So what UFC's tomorrow?
It's the title merging fight between
the light heavyweight champions fighting the middleweight champion.
Adesanya is fighting that. What's that Polish guy? I forget.
Both of them are undefeated.
Yeah. No, I don't think the other guy's undefeated, but is he?
I think he is.
Amanda Nunes and her, she's fighting for the title. There's like three championship fights.
Yeah. I've been hit and miss with UFC as of late. It's been pretty much all the wrestling, but I'm like, I go all the way back to, I remember watching the UFC 100 with Lesnar.
I wasn't really into UFC then, but I bought the last fight that he had that he got tapped for juicing.
Really? Was that the one
he fought? Mark Hunt then.
Yeah.
That was UFC 200. We did that on my wife's birthday. We had a big party here and we did a crawfish boil.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I love crawfish pasta. It's like one of my favorite pastas.
Oh, so the other dude's not undefeated. So he's 27.
Yeah, he's got like 8 losses.
27-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 8 losses or something.
But he's won 8 straight.
Oh, he's lost 8 straight?
No, he's won 8
straight. Oh, 1-8 straight. Okay.
1-8 straight.
Well, he's on a
Nunes.
He's on
I love watching Amanda Nunes when she just mauled.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be
Chris
no Cyborg. Right?
That was crazy.
It's so funny. They can't, like, they know that she's going to beat this chick's ass. So, like, the whole story leading up to this fight has just been, she's a mom. You know, like there's like no drama at all. It's just, oh, Amanda Nunes. She also has a wife and a kid, and that's crazy. Like, cause they know it's just, she's just going to steamroll this lady tomorrow night.
Yeah. She's been pretty much from what I've seen of her, she's been pretty much steamrolling everybody until, well, hopefully keep going tomorrow.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'm sure she will.
No doubt. So where did you guys come up with the whole wrestle roast concept? Because it's unique to a lot of people.
You know, it was like organic, just because I had a wrestling podcast before this, and you know, I kind of just used it as a you know, I just kind of like talking about wrestling, and I was on the Masked Man Shoemaker's pod for a while. So whenever I wasn't like, you know, whenever I wasn't like weighed down by writing commitments, I would kind of do the pod a little bit off and on, mostly on. But then I got Robert Karpolis and Scott Chaplin and Mike Lawrence. You know, Mike won Comedy Central Roast Battle. Robert Karpolis got WWE Creative-ish. Scott's done a bunch of stuff with Comedy Central. They all came on the pod. And, you know, we had a blast doing the roast of Bruce Pritchard and the roast of Flair. And we kind of wanted to keep the format to talk about modern wrestling, but we wanted to add something that, you know, we at least had some experience in. So we added a roast to the show. So yeah, that's kind of a long drawn out story. And Conrad, you know, was on board as soon as I told him, because it's a nice, like, you know, it's an ATC network and an ad free show network. You know, it's like comedy and wrestling. So yeah.
Cause it can never really get old.
I listened to the Bret Hart one a couple days ago.
Oh, thanks for listening. And
you guys had me in tears almost. I was dying. That's laughing. Great.
Well, it's five, 10 minutes into it. I'm laughing so hard. I don't know if I'm pissing or crapping myself.
Oh,
I'm laughing so hard.
Thank you guys. Thank you. We got a little, like, we had some people love it. Like, I won't say who, we had three wrestlers reach out to us and tell us they loved it. But then we have some of Brett's fans. Like, we originally put the whole video up, and now we just have a clip on our YouTube channel. But they were like, they were so pissed. They were like, these fucking losers going after Brett. You know,
they know it's comedy, right?
Shit, you know, it's like, come on, man. We didn't say something that was out of line.
As serious as Brett does, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and I wanted to say to him, Brett's not going to be pissed. We said he was a good wrestler. That's all he gives a shit about.
The whole cancer versus Bret Hart thing was phenomenal.
Oh yeah, with Lawrence. Yeah, man. That guy's a master, man.
See, so definitely not pulling any punches. That's for damn sure. I'm looking forward to this Big Show one, though.
Yeah, we really took it to that fat piece of shit. You know, it was fun. I think Virgil next week is going to be fun, too. Because part of it is you get to watch all these shoot interviews. So, you know, I'm going to watch SmackDown tonight. But afterwards, I may just watch like a bunch of like Virgil shoot interviews, just to like, it's just funny to see these guys, like, because no matter what jokes me, Mike and Robert or Scott can tell, nothing is going to be meaner than what these guys say about each other in shoot interviews.
Oh, right.
They just say it without a joke. So yeah, it's, I mean, and you know, a bunch of people watch him too. So
I think we need Virgil at the next StarCast.
He'll just happen to be there.
He'll have his table sitting outside.
Dude, did you see that video where like Scott Hall goes after him? It's like so uncomfortable. They're at like one of those legend signings, and Scott Hall like goes up to him and is like, just like, come on, man. You have a picture of us in the NWO. Why do you have a picture? You didn't do anything. You didn't get it over. Like, just brutal. And like, Virgil just kind of like sits there with like a half smile on his face. But it's just like, everybody's just uncomfortable, you know?
Holy shit. I have to fucking see this. I haven't heard of that.
Well, it's just funny because everyone's like, oh, Scott Hall. It's like, once he gets sober, it's like, oh, he's like just kind of a dick.
He's not a high dick.
Scott Hall cares about one thing and one thing only.
Scott Hall.
That's his money. That's what
his money, man.
About. His money.
Dude, like, Nash is the best on those shoot interviews because Nash is the only, he's like the opposite of a mark, you know?
Yeah. Is there anybody out there that you know, that can't be roasted, in your opinion?
Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that. Yeah. You know, but I mean, that's about it.
So pretty much anybody and everybody's fair game.
Yeah, for sure.
So we mentioned obviously the aforementioned Conrad Thompson. How'd you get hooked up with him to begin with to get to these StarCasts?
You know, I was just lucky, and I guess, you know, somebody that liked my comedy or my podcast, just like Conrad announced that he was doing the Roast of Pritchard, and he tweeted something out, and then I guess this, like, one or two people just were like, oh, you should get Dan on this, and yeah, Conrad just booked me, so that was it.
Yeah, because that's the first time that I saw you was on the Roast of Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah, and it was real fun, man.
And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I really thought that Medusa was going to fucking murder you, but...
I wasn't even the meanest one with her.
Yeah, I know. She just looked like she didn't want to be there.
Yeah, man, it was like, it's such a fucking hard thing because you kind of got to go hard. And she's a really nice lady, really cool chick. And really important to the professional wrestling business. But I think I heard DDP got legit pissed at a joke that I had, and you know, I'm sure, like, it's just part of the territory, man. It's like, you know, Robert, we have a game this week on the pod where, like, and we're gonna start playing it, where, like, Robert lists three wrestlers and we guess which one blocked him on Twitter. And that's just, you know, that's just it's people, you know, as butthurt as stand-up comedians get, I think wrestlers get just as, if not more, you know, butthurt when you make fun of them. So, yeah, maybe somebody will kill me. I just hope it's somebody with money. Like, I don't want to get my ass, I don't know, man. I just don't want to get my ass kicked by, like, Oscar from Men on a Mission. I hope it's Jericho or Paul White or somebody where I could, you know, ambulance chase some cash.
Well, at least we know it's not Mabel, so.
No, that's true. Go after Mabel's widow. Beat me up.
Yeah, come on, just take one good shot. Come on. You still have that crown mission.
With this fucking business.
Dude, I was watching, what the fuck was it? It was the, I've been watching 95 WWF as of, I don't know why.
Oh, that, like, was like Diesel, like, yeah. Versus Mabel. That SummerSlam.
That SummerSlam. Yeah. But I started watching the King of the Ring where he won it. And I think it was the next pay-per-view, the In Your House. I think it was In Your House 2
mm-hmm.
or something. It was him and Mo versus Sid and somebody.
Yeah, they were at a weird time. They didn't really have an identity then. I mean, they had, like, Brett and Shawn. And the click, they had Brett and the click and Taker, but it definitely was
In Your House 2 was the one after King of the Ring, and that's where they set up the storyline with Diesel and Mabel during the Lumberjack match against Sid.
Yeah,
that's right. Didn't, like, Mabel, like, shoot, break his ribs or some shit
at that one?
I don't know. I don't know if it was another
pay per view.
I think he did, but I know
Mabel hurt Diesel at one point, and I think that was after that, you know, then he legit hurt Undertaker's face.
That's right.
That's pretty much when his push ended.
Yeah, so, man, he can't push a guy who, you know, injures your cash cow. That's not how that shit works.
Yeah. Well, and especially at that time, too, because, like you said, you only had pretty much, it was Brett, Shawn, and Diesel. You know, Taker was there, but it's, you know, he wasn't all
he
there.
He's been a tentpole forever, but yeah, it was those four. And then, you know, right underneath, you had like Razor, and then Razor, like, putting over either Jared or the 1-2-3 Kid or in a feud with that.
Well,
that was definitely, you know, they'd bring back guys like Jake the Snake and Warrior or Mr. Perfect, and it just wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
Nah.
Cause like that was a WrestleMania 12 where Warrior came back and wrestled Triple H, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he buried him.
Literally.
Yeah, that was 12, WrestleMania in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were also trying to get Ahmed Johnson a push then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was, not even going to lie, Ahmed Johnson was my fucking favorite.
Dude, I liked him when he came in. He had a great look, and he had, like, great babyface fire and shit. He just was...
I remember I met him backstage at Monday Night Raw in December of 1995. Excuse me, December of 1996.
But
Monday
you were Night backstage?
Raw. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. How'd you
lived in Tampa.
That?
So the guy that I told you about earlier, one of my best friends that goes to like all the events front row.
Yeah.
So we had front row seats for Monday Night Raw, and it was, they did two. It was the Monday Night Raw after the December In Your House. It's Time. It was Sid versus Bret Hart.
Oh yeah. That was a good show.
So it was supposed to be Vader, you know, cause it's time. Vader was supposed to be champion. And then Shawn Michaels stopped that.
Yeah.
But so it was the Monday Night Raw after that.
Sid then, right?
No, Bret won the title in February at the final four.
Yeah.
Right. So this was in December. And so we did Monday Night Raw. They did two Raw tapings and a Superstar taping. And we had front row seats and then backstage passes because my best friend, his dad was really good friends with the Briscoes.
Hmm.
Oh, so they're awesome, man. I'm friends with his son and also, you know, his dad, you know, Briscoe is awesome.
Yep. So, and my buddy's dad he owned a funeral parlor. So he would give them caskets when they had like legit caskets, not the big oversized things.
Oh, wow. That's wild. The one that
furnished them with those caskets.
That's fucking awesome. So
we got to go backstage. It was before the show. And I remember the New Rockers were wrestling somebody. I don't remember who it was. But so
was that Bob Holly?
No, the New Rockers was
El Snow. That's right. Yeah,
Leaf Cassidy and Marty Jannetty.
And Stu Jannetty.
Yeah, Bob Holly was the new Midnight Express.
With Bart Gunn.
God damn, they were trying shit.
Knew anything didn't really work too well.
Yeah.
So that was, I got to go up there and we met Ahmed Johnson, got my picture taken with him, got autographs.
And then was he sweating? Was he like, was it just like sheets of sweat?
No, he was, I mean, just like a normal dude. It was crazy, but his arms were so freaking massive. I remember, you know, thinking,
was he a football player before that?
Yeah, he played. Yeah. I know he played for the Cowboys at one point in time.
Oh, yeah, that guy would fucking ruin your life. His
arms were so big, and I never thought that the guys were like, when they told you how big wrestlers were or whatever, I was always like, there's no way. And then you see these guys up close and in person. I mean, the Undertaker looked like he was legit almost 4 feet wide. It was nuts.
Yeah, there's like it's interesting who's big. Even like I was backstage with RVD and I'm like, wow, this guy's fucking huge. And you know, you don't think of him as huge. And I'm a fat fuck. I'm like 250 and, you know, 5'10", you know, but yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, they're big. I remember we met the Undertaker and Crush bowling one night.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And these guys are holding bowling balls and they look like they're just like little, basically like a softball in my hand. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Were they all fucking Soma'd and Jack Daniel'd up?
No, but my little brother was, he had to be like, I don't know, 11 or 12. And he walks right up to Crush and goes, why don't you have your tattoo on your face? Because that's when he had that.
Send
your mom Nation. Over.
Yeah.
When he was like, it was before the Nation, I think, that whole gimmick, but he had come back and he was with Clarence Mason or whatever, and he had weird tattoo. Yeah. My little brother's like, what happened to your tattoo on your, or why are you not wearing your tattoo on your face?
I always liked Crush. I don't know. Even when he was with Demolition.
I didn't really like him in Demolition, but I liked his gear when I was a kid. Like,
I didn't like him with Demolition. Demolition was my favorite tag team of all time, and Crush had, it's Axe and Smash, that's Demolition.
Well, yeah, but yeah, towards the end there they had him
more than Road Warriors.
Yeah, I like them better than Road Warriors.
Whoa.
But that's because I grew up WWF though. So I mean,
well, I did too. I thought that they were like the transcendent, you know, even with Vader and Yoko, I like Vader more than Yoko, even though Yoko's awesome. Just because I don't know why.
I liked Vader. Like, I didn't like Vader's WWF run. It was terrible.
No, but his WCW run, he was one of those guys that made you actually stop the
Yes. You know, like, you watch like some of his stuff from like 92, 93 WCW. It was brutal.
Yeah. There was that run. Yeah. That was where Flair had left for the year. And yeah, it was bad.
So you watch his stuff you ever see Vader's stuff from Japan?
It redefines working stiff.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, it's, you see a lot of those guys, even earthquake stuff from Japan.
Yeah,
that was just
so much realer, man. I don't know what it is.
Who's
I think
the
it's,
one guy earthquake kicked the like shit out of one guy out fun. There
in Japan?
Yeah, it was I think it was like Tenru or something. One of those guys, like he was supposed to lose and he didn't want to lose and he was trying to do whatever. And earthquake got pissed and like legit started pounding on him. The guy just like got out and quit and walked out of the ring and said wrestling's fake and walked away.
That's all. What a bitch. Did you ever see that when Coco Beware flips out on that dude?
Yep, seen that too.
Yeah, that's wild, man. Like when
that's
like,
what I like. People want to shit on wrestlers or whatever. I'm like, you know, the vast majority of these dudes will fucking maul you.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, although I've talked about this on another podcast. I have had a pet peeve this week with wrestlers talking about how old school wrestlers could beat the shit out of Matt Riddle, and I'm like, are you guys out of your mind? Like. Matt Riddle could beat up any wrestler. The only one who could give him a run for his money, past, present, I'm saying entirely, would be Brock Lesnar. Nobody else. So, like these guys are, like, saying, like, oh, you know, like, Dick Murdoch could beat up Matt Riddle. I'm like, no. He's using – first off, like, MMA has evolved. So, like, he's an evolved fighter. He's not just Bart Gunn trying to – you know, throw a blind punch at Butterbean. I don't know, that's been just annoying me this week, where I'm like, it's like all this fake tough guy shit, where it's like, no, this is a real tough guy. I know you, like, don't like him because he's, like, a stoner, and he, you know, he, like, sometimes, like, you know, is a troll on the internet, but he's a for real, like, beat all of your asses tough guy.
And that's, see, like, that's where I think WWE is really screwing it up with him.
Yes.
Because I know that's his. I know that's
Angle
his gimmick.
Too. Kurt Angle too could have given Riddle a month for it, but that's it.
Yeah.
But what I know, like Riddle, you know, he plays the stoner character, the bro thing, good. But even since he's moved to Raw, SmackDown, wherever he's on Raw now.
Yeah.
But it's gotten like more goofy. So like when he was in NXT, he wasn't as goofy.
Are we serious?
Yeah. So like it's just one of those things, like. Man, they have something here. It's a guy who loves a business, guy who loves working, and he's busted his ass to get to this point, and they're just like, they don't even know how to use him. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I wish they made him a little cartoony, but I have faith that eventually, like, he's a character you can kind of, you know, just because of who he was before WWE, you can turn on a switch and make him serious, you know, similar to how they used to do that with Angle. But, I mean, Matt Riddle is, I mean, he's proof, man. Anybody can beat your ass. Like, I was hanging out backstage once, and Riddle was there. And if I didn't know who Matt Riddle was, I'd be like, oh, this is just, like, a nice guy, you know? Like, this is just, like, a nice guy with a really relaxed vibe. I would never think this guy could, like, kill me with his pinky, you know?
And on last week's episode, we started talking about, like, our dream WrestleMania, what we'd like to see for WrestleManias. Like if we were in charge of putting together the card, and one of my matches that I said was I'd really like to see Riddle and Goldberg. Ugh. And I don't even like Goldberg. Great. He's terrible, but like just because of the animosity and everything that's there, like I'd love it. And then I'd love for it to like get out of hand and like Goldberg to get mad and for them to like start stiffing each other or something like that and see what happened.
I mean,
just
we
to shut all
happen.
The people up. Well, yeah, I mean, but that's what's like, because so many people are like, oh, Goldberg would kill him. It's like, dude, are we talking about the same person here, or?
Yeah. Wait, do you have, like, a gun named Goldberg? Because that's the only way that motherfucker is being stopped. Yeah, it's just so, I mean, dude, it's just so dumb. It's like, yes, the guy who got his ass kicked by Chris Jericho is going to be able to beat the ass of a former UFC fighter who only left UFC because he wanted to smoke weed. Like,
yeah,
give me a break.
And that just goes the size of the balls on Chris Jericho, man. Put Goldberg in a headlock.
It is pretty crazy.
Step to Brock Lesnar like it was nothing.
But I will say the size of the balls on Goldberg, that Goldberg came up to Riddle and like said shit to him, because I mean, like he don't get me wrong, like he probably knew he was protected, like he wouldn't have done that at a bar.
Yeah.
But it still was, I mean, this balls for a guy that could easily beat the shit out of Goldberg with one finger. So I fucking hate Goldberg. So,
growing up watching him, because I'll admit, and I have before in past shows, is I watched his match with Hogan at the Atlanta Dome, Georgia Dome. I pop for it, but that was also 1996. It's 2021, and
it was 1998, and I didn't pop for it either.
Oh, 98, excuse me.
Because Hogan was the fucking man.
Hollywood.
That's why I didn't like Goldberg's, because I was a huge NWO mark.
But you had to get.
Well, I hated fucking Goldberg.
But you had at least give it to Hogan, because at least he's getting somebody else over for a change.
The only Goldberg match I ever watched and was like, that was pretty awesome, was his match. I think it was like Great American Bash or something that year, where he beat Raven for the U.S. title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean,
and it was fun because you had the Flock all running in, and he picked up Billy Kidman and held him for like a gorilla press slam, and then he did the thing where he dropped him on his shoulder and then power slammed him. And I was like, that was pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with all these guys, like, Goldberg makes a big deal. Like, he didn't come back to WWF for years because he's like, these guys don't know how to do business. They don't know how to do business. Here's a perfect example of how Goldberg can do business. He's got Matt Riddle. He's got an internet fight. Like, all people want is that. Like, look at the fucking Logan Paul fight where he just knocked out, what's his name, the guy from the Knicks, Nate Robinson or whatever.
Watched it.
Yeah, I bought that pay-per-view. It was actually surprising how much fun it was. I had no expectations, but
yeah, we had a whole group of people watching it together. We loved the shit out of it.
Yeah, man, it was a blast. But my point is like, Goldberg, if he actually wanted to make good money with this angle, I mean, he doesn't give a shit because it's all guaranteed money. But it's like, you would have a fight, like you said, you would have that WrestleMania match, Riddle versus Goldberg, natural heat. But, you know, he's pissing off, you know, he's tainting this sanctity of the professional wrestling business. I was like, what? Like, the same business where they used to have, like, Santa Claus versus Freddy Krueger at Memphis? Like, there's been plenty of times the professional wrestling business has been degraded, and it certainly hasn't been from Matt Riddle, from a shoot UFC fighter who loves the business.
Well, I think a lot of people just don't understand that Matt Riddle has that background, because it's not really talked about.
Which is insane.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the way they've handled Matt Riddle at all.
I mean, that's one thing he got brutalized by Bobby Lashley. Like, they would advertise Riddle's UFC creds for sure. Like, WWE makes a bigger deal about Shane McMahon's MMA background than Matt Riddle.
Those goddamn rabbit punches.
Because he bought a title from the Gracies.
Well, you can buy whatever he wants. Huh? He's like he's a demon spawn. No. I love that. I popped tar when you guys were talking about him getting his balls getting electrocuted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the only way Linda can come.
Yeah.
Or Steph. I forget what I said.
Well, then you're talking about Steph's floppy titties.
Oh, I forget who was that, Robert. I don't know if I talked about her titties.
Yeah.
I've definitely talked about Conrad's titties. So that I popped out. I popped when MJF called him turkey tits on Wednesday.
On TV.
Turkey tits. Jay-Z called him turkey tits, and we were up in Baltimore for what happened when.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Wait, Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jay-Z did.
Wait, Jay-Z was there?
Yeah, this was in June of 19.
Wait, so Jay-Z is a big wrestling fan?
No, not that Jay-Z. Are you talking?
Oh, I thought you meant Jay-Z the rapper. I was like,
oh no, the real Jay-Z, the Flair.
Oh, okay, yeah.
the other guy.
Yeah, my excitement level just plummeted. By the way,
no, the real Jay-Z.
the other Jay-Z. It's the other white.
Imagine you're like a third world dictator, and you thought you bought that Jay-Z to do a song for your daughter's wedding, and it's that dude.
Oh, that would
up.
Be classic.
They get Jay-Z to come out with the chicken dance.
He'd come out doing some Bojangles chicken dance.
I don't know about that.
That's funny.
I would go that far.
Oh, I know Jay-Z. He'd do some weird shit.
Well, and speaking of weird shit, Dave, we have one of our traditional questions that we've always asked a lot of our guests that we've had on or I've had on. You want to toss it over to Dan?
All right. So one of our episodes that we like, and one of the things that we just love talking about the most is like celebrity hall passes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So RJ really has a thing for Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. Big Pitch Perfect guy.
No, well,
so
sure.
I really have a thing for Charlize Theron.
Yeah, I think everybody. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Well, except for RJ. So he's weird.
Really?
So if your wife gave you a hall pass, who are you spending it on?
Well, I mean, there are a hall pass. It's like, it would probably be like, I always ask my wife, like, hey, if I had to be like a male whore to make money for the household, would you wet me? Like if I just had to like fuck some businessmen for money or something. And she always says, yeah, that's fine. So like that side would be understood. I don't know, man.
Matthew McConaughey on us?
Matthew McConaughey. no, I would be like fucking like businessmen from Toledo. I don't know, man. I guess like, you know, you got with anything, it's like whatever is there's no way to answer this without ruining my marriage. So I think I'm just going to stop. My hall pass. Jesus Christ. I know. I have no idea. I don't know, man. You know, back in the day, I would have said that chick from Mallrats, Claire Fiorini. Remember her back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have like, it's funny. It's like whoever in high school that you like thought was hot, becomes your hall pass. But then, you know, then you give your credit card to a Sunny OnlyFans account and you realize maybe some things from high school aren't as hot as they used to be.
Doesn't really live up to the anticipation like it used to.
This band
Sunny with
sucked.
An OnlyFans and the Sunny from our high school days are two totally different humans.
Yeah, man.
Kind of get disappointed really quickly on that one, that's for sure.
It's so funny that like back in the day, like I feel bad. Like she was like in a shoot interview talking about like fucking Dolph Ziggler for 12 hours straight. And it was like the one I never would have thought, like, I kind of feel bad for Dolph. You know? I never thought that would have thought that.
Oh Lord.
I don't think I'd ever feel bad for Dolph, but I can kind of see
that
his
guy. He was like a national ranked Kenyan wrestler. He could fucking take you down into. I didn't realize that guy. It's like all these guys you don't know until you like read their Wikipedia page and you're like, oh, okay.
Well, you can even think about Lashley's another one of them.
Oh my God.
That yeah. he could wreck the shit out of you,
which is crazy because he's got the voice of a Looney Tunes character. You know, he's got like,
it's like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's a lot like, it's like Mike Tyson but not scary. It's just like, you know, like clean cut, almost like if Mike Tyson fucked Michael Landon.
I mean, like you hear Mike Tyson on the phone or somebody, you call somebody and Mike Tyson's on the phone talking shit to you, you're like, bitch, I'll take you, no questions asked.
Oh my God.
You don't want none of this. I get you. Spinal.
Dude, you ever just like a guilty pleasure, middle of the night, you can't get to bed, you just watch Tyson knockouts? I'll do that. Like, just.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
And
man,
if I'm ever flipping through channels and they have it on like ESPN Classic or whatever, I immediately have to stop.
Yeah, it's just some poor dude, like some fat, like Irish guy.
Because that was like, my childhood, though. I was born in 81. So watching Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, that was our guy. Yeah, it was like, you know, that was it. It was Tyson and Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. So sure was. So Dan, you know, we're gonna close shop off tonight. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for taking time out to sit down with us tonight. Plug what you got out there. Plug what you got. Hopefully coming up.
I want to thank you guys for referring me to all those podcasts and stuff. I really appreciate it. I have Wrestle Roasts on ad free shows and all things Comedy Network. It's Mike Lawrence, Robert Karpulis, who runs the WWE Creative-ish account, and Scott Chaplin, and we roast a legendary wrestler every week. Last week we did Bret Hart. We released Big Show today. We're doing Virgil next week. And we'd like talk about the wrestling events of the day, like, you know, did a Revolution preview and things like that. So check that out. And I got a website, danceaintgermain.net. You can get my albums on there. I also got a bunch of my stand-up videos. And I think I'm doing the next live gig. I'm doing something in Iowa at the end of May. So if anybody's in Iowa, want to come out.
We're in Iowa.
I'm on the border.
I'm on the Illinois-Iowa border.
Oh, are you?
Check it out.
Yeah. Well, dude, if you're near, I'll give you some free tickets.
Shit, let's look at it right now.
Where is this thing? It's I don't know. I'll look it up. It's the guy seems nice. I just did Acme. That was awesome. It's like, it's amazing how much I miss doing stand up, but it's I don't know where I'm going into Minneapolis, but it's all I know is that it's an Iowa ballroom, and I think it's nearer to the, I think it's near Illinois for sure. That's all I know.
Well, I'm looking at your schedule right now.
I have not put it up yet.
No,
I have
shit.
To put it up.
It's empty.
Just nothing. It's like a bar over my mouth. I look like that Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm trying to see.
Yeah,
where the...
I'll send you a DM right now.
Yeah, man. Let me know. And I'm gonna message this guy now and see. But thank you guys for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely love to have you on. And
it, oh yeah, absolutely,
like I said,
dude.
Like I said, just been really digging the wrestling roast, and hopefully, like I said, just looking forward to this big show and obviously the virtual one next week. So,
yeah.
Guys, if
my question is, if you're roasting legendary wrestlers, fuck's Virgil doing on there?
That's true. Lawrence had a joke about him. He goes, "I thought Cheap Pete was Virgil chaining himself to a radiator." That's a good point. I mean, I'm more nervous when we roast Teddy Hart or whether or not that guy's going to kill us. So I don't know if you've ever read his Wikipedia page. Holy
shit, that would be good.
It is wild, man. It is a wild Wikipedia page. But thank you guys both for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Be good. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it.
You guys have a great weekend.
Big thank you to Mr. Dan St. Germain for coming on this week's episode of The Ringside Rant. Make sure you go over and subscribe wherever you get your great podcasts to Wrestle Roast, as well as follow them across all the social media platforms that you have. And also make sure that you check out when he's going to be in your area for his stand-up. Absolutely a fantastic time you're going to have. I guarantee it. Another fantastic time that you're going to have is when you head over to wherever you get your great podcasts and subscribing to The Ringside Rant, as well as over on Full Press Coverage and the new Shining Wizards Wrestling Network. So big thanks to those two platforms for allowing us to be on their networks. Also, head over to ringsiderant.whatforapparel.com. Check out your great, great Ringside Rant apparel we have over there. T-shirts, hoodies, tank tops, women's shirts, long sleeve T-shirts, everything that you think we have right over there at ringsiderant.whatforapparel.com. So check that out. Also, I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in this week to this episode. Coming back next week will be another great episode. So make sure that you tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers, tell your enemies, tell everybody to join us right here on The Ringside Rant. And as always, welcome to Ranters Nation.